Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, welcome one and all to the circus that seemingly never ends, known as Lions football. I want to jump right in. Listening to that audio of Matt Patricia is so upsetting because it's just so dishonest. It's really what it is. I get so sick and tired of coaches at large. I mean, A, they play the role of martyrs and how hard their life is, and I don't see my family and I sleep at the facility. And then they roll out, I don't know, nonsensical plays like the last play of the game, or don't use a timeout, or don't go out and throw a Hail Mary, or don't go for it from plus territory on a fourth down in a shootout. Like, Matt Patricia is the height of dishonesty. Oh, I've got to coach it better. It's about the fundamentals. We have to execute better. That is just idle, meaningless blather. That's all that is. It's a waste of everyone's time. And that last play, that to me, that's going to be right in the hallowed halls of the LOL Lions. How on God's green earth is the last play of the game one in which you don't have your two best playmakers on the field? Not one guy. Not one guy who, well, he rolled his ankle. He was getting checked out for something. Couldn't get him on the field. No. Marvin Jones and Kenny Golladay jogging off the field together. This genius, right? This rocket scientist. This guy allowed that play call to go through his headset and then nodded dutifully as he chewed on his beard and went, we're going to go with that. A power set where your best tight end is in the concussion tent. One of your starting guards can't stand on his feet in Joe Dahl. Your starting running back's out for the year, and then you pull both, not one, both of your stud receivers off the field. You got five of your top 11 offensive players not on the field, and you're a team who can't run the ball. Can't do it. Nobody believed you were going to run the ball, and you decide to go jumbo set play action and then throw the ball to your third string tight end, Logan Thomas. That's what you want to sell to people as acceptable. It's patently absurd. It's absurd for Matt Patricia to allow that to go through his headset. Hey, Daryl, yeah, we're not running that. But for Patricia to go into the postgame and do more of his smart speak. Patricia's like a 12-year-old who heard his dad on the phone during a conference call and then tried using some of those words at the playground to broker a peanut butter and jelly. He goes, well, you know, we had a play we really liked in there and it was pretty influential. Oh, I'm sorry, did you just pick that word? I mean, I'm so sick and tired of this guy. Matt Patricia is playing dress up. He's playing pretend. He went into his dad's closet, put on the trousers, attempted to tie a necktie, and grabbed the briefcase that dad used to bring to work, and he walked downstairs and said, look, Mom, I'm a financial advisor. He's playing dress up. Pencil in the ear, laminate, moo-moo, beard. I'm a Belichick disciple. I'm important. This man is not an NFL head coach. He simply isn't. A defensive guru whose defense is garbage. It is garbage. The entire philosophy of Matt Patricia is garbage. Bend but don't break, that's what you're offering people? That? You didn't force a punt till the fourth quarter. That's unbelievable to me. And on the last play of the game, The hand-selected offensive coordinator you brought in decided to dial up a play that you fully endorsed that doesn't include Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones. That's malpractice. You had a guard on the field in Asabuji, or whatever the hell his name is. He didn't even know what he was doing. He tried to get up to the second level, and it's almost like Stanford expected him to be out there with him. You don't have a stud back. Your best tight end is in the tent. And here you are. You got the audacity to come out and play smartest guy in the room in the postgame and tell people, hey, we work on that play a lot. That was influential. No Hockenson, no Golladay, no Marvin Jones, no Joe Dahl, no Kerryon Johnson. Influential. Here, I'm going to put on a lab coat. Now I'm a chemist. This guy's playing pretend. This guy is playing dress up. That's what this is. You got a no-show defensive coordinator who at some point Patricia's going to fire. He's going to put a bullet in Paul Pasqualoni, who's basically the Jim Bowman of your staff. Right? He'll fire Pasqualoni at some point to save his own ass. When in reality, it's Patricia's defense. The defensive guru who doesn't know a damn thing about defense. That's what this looks like to me. This looks no different than when he left New England getting shredded his last couple of games there. Looks no different. I'm sick and tired of this organization having a clown as a coach. And it's a tradition like none other. The ending of that game was quintessential Detroit Lions football. The Raiders bailed you out. Your starting quarterback goes into paper and goes, look, we were really going to have trouble even getting the right play if the Raiders didn't call the timeout. The Raiders called it with 8 seconds to go. You had extra time. I'm not going on the air clock running because I didn't like the play call, and you know you had two plays called when you threw it on third down, right? That's not what this is. You essentially were granted a fourth timeout to go and run your best play. Your best play. And that trash is what you want the people who spend their money on this team to believe is your best play. If that's your best play, fire yourself. Get out. If that's your best play, you're trash. Influential. Do you have any concept of the personnel that was on the field? If your best play doesn't have Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones in it, it ain't your best play. And the best part, go back to Thursday night. Let's say you want to draw something cute. You want to bring in a jumbo set for that situation on a 4th-and-1 from the 1. I watch Kyle Shanahan dial something up. Jumbo personnel, except one of the inline guys was Emmanuel Sanders. He motioned in. He hid behind the tight end. Pinched right up. They go and run a counter. Play comes back the other way. There's Emmanuel Sanders. Matched up. Linebacker on a wideout. No bueno. Touchdown Niners. One is elite play design. The other is trash. Which is which? I don't know how anybody can support this garbage. But the pencil, the laminate, the moo-moo, the beard, the word speak, the defense, it's all garbage. This guy's playing pretend. Sully's dressed up as a fireman for Halloween. It doesn't mean I want him up on that ladder. I can't take any more of this. You're a defensive coach whose defense blows. You're not a good coach. That's it. That's your calling card. Get out. Do you realize John Gruden is further along in his rebuild in year two than we are in ours? And John Gruden is universally panned as a TV guy, as a soundbite, as a guy who the game has passed by. The guy who traded Khalil Mack. The guy who's got a TV analyst as a general manager in Mike Mayock. Hello, Notre Dame broadcasts. That guy is far closer to making the playoffs than we are. So for any of you sycophants who dare want to defend Bob Quinn, who's another guy who looks like he just borrowed his dad's suit and showed up to go to work with your pops day, I don't know what this guy does as a GM. I have no idea. We drafted a tight end number 8 overall. Here's a newsflash. He can't stay on the field, and when he's there, he's not impactful. Not a good first year. Rookie tight end, I'll give him a pass. But unless he comes out next year and turns into Rob Gronkowski, the Hockenson pick is going to be one of your undoings. Because I got Brian Burns rushing the passer everywhere. I got Josh Allen killing people. I got Devin Bush as an impact player. I'm looking at the worst defense in football, and now the offense is cruising along. And it ain't because of TJ Hockenson. He's not even the best rookie tight end, much less tight end in the game. And I got another thing for you. We'll find out if he's been diagnosed with another concussion. But if he's got his second concussion in the last 3-4 weeks, that officially becomes several red flags. I don't think I need to remind you of the Lions' history with concussion-prone players. The whole thing smells. All of it. That loss, that's an embarrassment. You want to go out and lose? Fine. But to have that play and to get bailed out and to run that is just, it's malfeasance. And it's on Bevel, but it's also on Patricia. It's your headset too, man. So unless it was tuned into Kids Bop, you got to put a stop to it. And you know what? The other guy who's got to put a stop to it's your quarterback. Because as awesome as Stafford played, when you go to the sideline and Daryl Bevel goes, hey, we're going to run Hot Fudge Sunday 39X Rico check Y. And you go, wait a minute. X Rico check Y. Hey, Daryl, you can run it. I just won't be the guy doing it. Well, what do you mean? We're not running that play. That's what I mean. I'm not taking a field. I'm Marvin and Kenny. Ask yourself this question. You want to make fun of me. You think that's a radio take. You think Aaron Rodgers would run that play? And not have Devontae Adams or Aaron Jones on the field? Or Jimmy Graham on the field? You think Drew Brees would look at Sean Payton and go, man, coach, that sounds swell. No, because Payton would go to him and go, look, what do you want to run? Here's what I see. Here's what you see. All right, let's roll with this. If Matthew, that's the problem I have is Stafford's too much of a company guy. For Matthew Stafford, as good as he played yesterday and as well as he's played this year, to take the field and that's the play you run, I'm sorry. That's nuts. If you agreed with it, you're clinically insane. And if you don't agree with it, you're a company man. And neither of those works for a $27 million employee. I don't know how Stafford got that play called jog back on a field and went, man, it's a good play. We're ready to roll. No Kenny, no Marvin, no Hawk, no Kerryon, no starting guard in Joe Dahl. And we know Kerryon's not in the game. I'm impressing a point upon you that if you have a stud back, and if it's Melvin Gordon back there, the play action becomes more relevant, or as Mr. Pretend likes to say, influential. You were influencing exactly no one in that building yesterday. No one with that junk. It's absolute junk. 248-539-9797. Why don't we start there? Couple open lines if you want them. All right, so we are just getting started. And obviously, the last play of the game is one everybody wants to talk about. I think the issues, we talked about it late last week. I mean, when is Bob Quinn going to be called into question? He only talks once a year. How about what this guy's got going on? I mean, your first-round pick plays no role in the offense. The running game blows, and he doesn't catch passes. What has he brought here? Taylor Decker's not a guy who's going to be re-signed, and if he is, it's a mistake. And Jared Davis is no good. There's your three first-round picks. The last three first-round picks. Tease Tabor's not here. Kerryon Johnson can't stay healthy. A'shaun Robinson's all right. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? This is year 4 for Quinn, year 2 for Patricia. Is this thing any better off than the day Jim Caldwell walked away? No, it is not. Never forget this. Bob Quinn put the big boy pants on and said 9-7 is not good enough. And they fired a Lions coach with a winning record. Now, I didn't like Caldwell. I wanted Caldwell gone. The difference is I didn't hire my friend. And now his guy is here, and he walked in the door and went 6-10. And now he's well on his way to another subpar season where the defense, which should be the calling card of this team, is inarguably one of the five worst units in football. They spend more time on the field than anyone else. They do nonsensical things. Hey, how about this? I want to tell you, we do have a bit of breaking news, and it's brought to you by me. I saw something yesterday that in my lifetime as a football fan, whether it be collegiately or professionally, that I had never seen before. Ever. Ever. A team inside the 10-yard line decided to only rush two people and drop nine guys into coverage and still gave up a touchdown. This dude's a clown. I hope Matt Patricia had fun wearing the Barstool Roger Goodell's a clown t-shirt, because that's exactly what he is. This dude is a clown. Rush two, drop nine, touchdown. What? It's not working. It won't work. It didn't work towards the end in New England, and now New England's better without this guy. You saw that yesterday when Waller caught the touchdown. Rush two, drop nine.
It's insane. And the whole defensive genius. Now we got Darius Slay calling out the scheme, calling out the staff. This thing's going to continue to get worse.
Oh, you mean the happy camper that I wanted traded so we could avoid hearing from him anymore, right?
This is, and I said this.
Darius Slay played a huge role yesterday. The team still gave up 30 points, still gave up 450 yards. Darius Slay is a non-essential part of the process. And you're not re-signing him. Sorry, Mike.
No, I said this last week. It was a fork-in-the-road type game. It's going to go one of two ways. Either this starts the run, the Magical Lions run, or the season starts to crumble. And look, I think we all know what outcome that had. But here's the only other issue I have, too, is that, Mike, you and I had a quick comment about this before the show. What a surprise. Yet another Monday where our phone bank is absolutely lit. You know what? I like to think of this phone bank as a Christmas tree. Kind of looks like a Christmas tree. And every Monday, this damn Christmas tree gets lit up with calls of people bitching about this team and bitching about the Lions. How about yesterday, a situation where three teams in the NFC North lose? Hey, Lions, maybe this is a good opportunity where you can actually make up some ground. You could actually go out there and give people hope that maybe this season isn't screwed, that maybe the Lions can make a run and get into the playoffs and whatnot. But nope, of course, go to Oakland, just find a way to lose it. In the last play of the game, the only thing I'm going to say about this, because you've said everything basically, here's my issue with it. You realize who has the most touchdown catches in the NFL this year? A guy by the name of Kenny Golladay. You know who has the second most touchdown catches in the entire NFL this year? Marvin Jones. Literally, go look it up. The guys with the two most, there's some ties in there, most touchdown catches in the league, and they're not in the field when you have one chance to go score and send the game to overtime or go for two and win it. That would have been another discussion, but it's just crazy to me. And it's another example as well, another game where the Lions are up 14-10 in the second quarter, proceed to get outscored 21-10 the rest of the game. This team doesn't play four quarters. They don't finish games. The coach's staff is a whole mess. And you just get the sense that it's going to start crumbling right now, basically.
Right. The coaching staff, it's parallel to Michigan State at this point, where none of these assistants are going to get jobs. Who the hell's hiring Daryl Bevel? Paul Pasqualone. Smith says, who the hell's hiring Paul Pasqualone? He was hired as a favor.
Well, Bevel was out for an entire year.
Right.
So that answers your question. Nobody's hiring
these guys. This isn't some situation where you're like, ooh, I'll tell you, that defensive coordinator's going places.
It's about 10 teams looking after him.
No, Patricia is the typical Lions coach who will be fired and will never work again.
What makes it worse, and what Sully says is absolutely correct, but what makes it worse for me for taking Jones and Golladay out is Hockenson is out with an injury.
Right.
So when he's out, a red zone target in the end zone or whatever.
It's the strength of the
formation.
And
then everybody else that's a threat is gone.
It's the absolute strength of the formation would be your first round draft pick tight end, and we're told he's got the greatest hands in the world. Bottom line, he ain't there. And you got a backup O-lineman in the game. So why are you going jumbo set?
It makes no sense.
You got to know your personnel. You got to know what's available to you.
Yes.
And they were bailed out of it with a timeout call. I was watching that, and I was thinking to myself, I saw Gruden's look on the sideline. He was livid. I was thinking, hey, you know what? Lions, they're going to score here. They might win this game, and Gruden is going, this is going to be a huge issue. Why the hell did they call a timeout? You were gifted an opportunity to just set up, hey, let's get our best play in. Let's get our play that we
and
know.
And Patricia went to the podium and told you this is our best play. Pack your stuff and get out.
Crazy.
And get out.
Unbelievable.
We don't deserve this. Ridiculous.
The second worst goal line play that Bevel's ever called in his career.
Got a guy playing dress up as our coach. Pretend. Hey, here, Roberto's coming in dressed as Bruce Lee tomorrow. It doesn't mean you're good at karate. It's absurd.
A
the whole thing
pass
is absurd.
To Logan Thomas is the best that they could come up with? To go send it to overtime on the last play? You have one chance from the goal line.
The fact that you needed to send it to overtime again. By the way, solid job giving up less than 200 yards on the ground. Only 178.
It's outrageous.
97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.